At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Did you just order food?
I'm ordering it right now from DoorDash.
Middle of a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Sue is a little short on food today, so she's ordering DoorDash. That's great.
Yep.
That's the opposite of cheaping out and regretting it later. You're going to enjoy that salad or whatever that you ordered.
Rotisserie chicken salad.
Oh, it's so good.
Do you mind if I ask what you paid for?
$10.
$10 plus tip.
Yeah, I'll tip too. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a good one, though. It's a good salad.
It's a good salad.
David, Sue, and Kendra. We've got stories this morning of cheaping out. And we all do it, right? You cut corners. I think it's interesting, Kendra, you said that you both sort of made the decision.
Right.
To do this. Mm-hmm. So there's not like one partner or the other was the one like,
no,
you should have spent money. I told you, blah, blah. There's none of that. You both decided, you both regretted buying the dishwasher to
Yeah, I took pictures when I was doing it. I was like, just check this look. And I mean, it was, that's the risk you take when you buy it, you know, a scratch and dent place, you mm-hmm. know, that's what you get. But I wanted to do it because it was a dryer and a dishwasher. And I'm like, I can't pay thousands for each thing. It's just not
right.
To me, it wasn't worth it.
You've got to get the dishwasher home. You've got to install it yourself. You've got to buy the parts that are missing.
Yeah.
You've got to uninstall the dishwasher, get it back in your car, drive it back now,
yeah,
and start all over again.
This will be it. If this one doesn't work, I'm not going back again. I'll give it one more try.
You're going to try it again.
I'm going to give it one more try.
You have not learned your lesson.
Because I bought other things that were fine. So let's just see if maybe I got a lemon.
What'd you cheap out on, Sue, that you could have spent money on but didn't?
Oh, God. I remember once buying the girls, they were maybe in middle school or something, like the bear paws instead of the Uggs. And all their friends had the Uggs.
No, you
cannot cheap out on that. Or it was like a no name, but they kind of looked like
and
them.
And they were 10% of the price or something like that.
Oh,
right?
The imitation brands are tough to do. That's a tough sell.
It was a tough sell. But, and I tried to pass them off like they were the real thing.
Uggs,
my girls were not
happy. Your girls and my girls are close in age, so I think I know about the era that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
My girls were also into Uggs, and they were like $120.
It's a big
difference. Really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could get those for $120.
Or the other ones
for $35.
And if you look at them from far away when you're coming in the store, they are
the exact same.
And you're like, yes, $40, all right.
Well, that's where you're wrong, because the girls could look at them from far away and go, those are not Uggs.
They would know.
Right.
They would totally know.
How about you?
It was around the same time where, you know, remember when iPods were a thing?
Yes.
Apple iPods were a thing.
Everybody,
and it was before phones and cameras and all that were added to it.
Right. It was a music thing,
So my kids all wanted iPods. And they were the same thing. It was like $80, $90, $100 or whatever. And so I thought, well, I'll get them MP3 players instead, which you can get for like
$30.
Same deal. Like, you get them for short money. And Christmas morning, they open up these things. And for like 5 seconds, they thought they were iPods. And then they realized they were MP3 players instead.
And they were a little underwhelmed.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you can
try to sell it even harder. Yeah,
no, they're still in a drawer somewhere. I don't think they were ever even used.
And then you have to figure out what to do with them. So I get it.
Yeah.
I've done it even with cars too. Try to buy like a used car and then you get bit in the butt.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Oh, I know.
Hey,
it comes back.
And then you get close to the car. No, it's a used whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
617-655-1067. Let's share more of these stories where you thought you were all of it. You were going to save big time. You got a deal.
I know. Make me feel better, listeners.
Call this one.
She was crowing away about it.
617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.